good morning.
It is a Wednesday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartalk. Alan, before we start this morning, I want to tell listeners about a fascinating interview you did yesterday with Ann Simmons. She's a veteran foreign correspondent journalist. She's worked for the LA Times, Time Magazine, the Miami Herald, but she tells at least one harrowing story of surviving, yes, a suicide bomb in Iraq.
Yes, David, and we'll be playing that tomorrow at 1 o'clock, and it's going to be a fascinating interview. She is the James Ottaway Senior Scholar this year at New Paltz. She comes in for 2 weeks. She teaches those very lucky kids what she knows, and she is truly the idea of what a fascinating foreign correspondent can be, taking on all kinds of risk. I want to recommend that everybody listen to it because it's quite something.
Again, 1 o'clock tomorrow, and if for some reason you miss it, you can find it at wamc.org. Now, let's turn to the news of the day. Of course, we were expecting Mark Zuckerberg to give testimony yesterday. He did some 5 hours of it. He apologized several times for Facebook failures, disclosed that his company worked with special counsel Robert Mueller in the federal probe of Russian election interference, and said it was working hard to change its own operation after the harvesting of users' private data. We know about this. And some of the responses pretty targeted from some of the senators.
Well, look, David, he did, I think, extremely well. We do know the way that this game is played, and you don't want to alienate somebody like that. But I think he came across as frank, apologetic, willing to be direct and acknowledge that Facebook had done things that were wrong, said that basically Cambridge Analytica was under the gun, they were investigating Cambridge Analytica, that it came after the government investigations, but they were, Facebook that is, and I'm saying it is a extraordinary moment in the development of social media because obviously there will be rules now, whether they are internally generated, whether they are generated by the various groups that are trying to avoid being told what to do, they are coming. And the American people have reason to think that their data has been used without their knowing about it. And I think at very least we're going to find out some reforms to that so that people will be not more knowledgeable about what the information that has been gained about them is being used for.
Now turning to more information that's dripping out from the FBI agents who raided the office of President Trump's personal lawyer, Michael Cohen. They were looking for records about payments to two women who claimed they had affairs with the president and information related to the publisher of the National Enquirer's role in silencing one of the women. The question is, what happens? I saw Preet Bharara, Alan, the former U.S. attorney from the Southern District of New York, saying the likelihood that Michael Cohen is going to be charged is high.
Well, I would think that based on the fact that an awful lot of people had a sign-off on these so-called raids to Cohen's hotel room and to his other places. What that means to me is that somebody thought there was a high likelihood that a crime had been committed. This has led, David, to one of the scariest moments of this whole movie, which is that there is wide talk that the president will fire somebody in this group, that he will either fire Rod Rosenstein, or he will fire Jeff Sessions, or he will fire Mueller, because yesterday his spokesman, Ms. Sanders, said that, in fact, he had the power to do that, even though there are those who think he does not. I suspect if he tries it, there's going to be a total revolt among the Republicans in the, both the Senate and the House, and if it's not total, it'll be very close to it. CNN and others have interviewed Republican senators who just are basically saying he better not. Now, far more likely, it seems to me, is the firing of Rosenstein, replacing him with somebody who will tell Mueller to stop his investigation, rather than firing Mueller directly, because Mueller seems to be the line in the sand. I'm not so sure that the Republicans feel the same way about firing Rosenstein, who, after all, is the guy who is overseeing this investigation. In any case, the New York Times has a hell of an editorial this morning, basically calling out Trump in the worst possible ways for his disregard of law.
All while that's happening, we have the issue going on in Syria, and the president basically saying, we'll probably let you know what we do there after it happens.
The tail is certainly wagging the dog here. We do know that the president, under great pressure, and he combined those remarks when he was meeting with his basically war cabinet, his security people to discuss Syria, he was also blathering on about the unfairness of the investigation into his own possible misdoings. And he is clearly going to use this to try to prop up his popularity and to divert attention away from what his real domestic problems are right now.